When bad traffic happens to good people. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Seattle's installing more cameras to issue tickets to drivers who block intersections and use bus lanes. If you're caught on camera blocking the box, you get one free warning, but after that, $75 per violation. The stated purpose for this pilot project is to make intersections safer for disabled people trying to cross, but there are already objections from several state legislators that it's just going to punish law-abiding drivers simply for being unlucky. And they have a point, because none of us wants to be the guy who blocks the intersection. Yes, we drove into the box, but that's because there was a green light and it looked like the traffic on the other side was going to move. So you make the leap into the open slot, and many times, just as you do, somebody takes a free right turn in front of you and he gets into the slot, and now you're the bad guy in the box. Except you're not the bad guy. Because I believe that when somebody turns in front of you at a clogged intersection, that's the equivalent of pass interference. It needs to be called out. With pass interference, you punish the interfering car, not the ball. At the very least, it should be automatically reviewed in New York before you get a penalty. Of course, that'll never happen. So how about this? Here we are on the cusp of 2022, the era of artificial intelligence. There must be a way to program traffic lights so that when the road ahead is about to hit gridlock, instead of a green light deceptively luring drivers into no man's land, the light is smart enough to turn red. That way people will see it and they'll say to themselves, red, that means stop. The way it is now, the green light welcomes you into an intersection, then turns red behind your back so you look like a scofflaw, which is bait and switch. It's traffic light fraud. It's like ordering steak and getting meatloaf. And then to pile on and fine you $75 for believing the fraudulent traffic light, it's like ordering steak, getting meatloaf, and then being forced to tip. By the way, I noticed the pilot project does not include Mercer Street, which in my experience is the epicenter of box blocking. However, I do believe that to be a wise move because nobody's going to tell hockey fans how to drive.